All right. We are here. We are Galexis and welcome to the September 2025 blog. We have some interesting information for you from some good news, even though you've seen a lot of bad news about you. We want to share with you the good news. Big shifts have occurred during this time period from late July through August to mid-September, the Sirius days, the days of the twin suns, the days when you get the special energies, expansive special energies from Sirius. Sirius is the home planet around Sirius for many of you. But it's also the pivotal star, the messenger of your greater consciousness of your journey home, a messenger of the path of evolution, transformation, transcendence into greater levels of consciousness and dimension. And every year, from late July to mid-September, the Sirius days are those days in which you receive extra programs, energies, initiatives, downloads, upgrades on your spiritual path. If you are receptive to it, you can do an amazing spiritual leap of consciousness during this time period. And every year, these days initiate a new level of consciousness, a new level of knowing who you are. And you know, your past spiritual path is really about just man, know thyself. It's about knowing who you are, knowing that you are this spiritual being, having a physical experience. And the more that you know your God self, the greater access of consciousness you have to the love, to the light, to the power, to the freedom, and to the evolution that frees you ultimately from the cycle of birth and death and returns you to the oneness, to the emergence with you and the divine. This is what your soul yearns for. It wants to go home. And every year, this is the seed of the next level. Now, what this presumes sometimes is that by the time you get to it, that maybe you have been able to move and expand to a newer level from the previous Sirius days. And sometimes that is true. But it's also relevant that there is so much going on that is helpful for you, even outside of the Sirius days, coming from the whole universe, supporting you, friends of yours who are not in your same physical 3D framework, who love you, your spiritual family on the other side who love you, who you are the exponent of, representing them on this planet, where your greater self, your higher self, your soul essence, the soul piece that you are in this lifetime. All of that comes from the divine sending down constantly, 24/7, tremendous amounts of love and light. And this love and light of such a high frequency, love being the highest frequency, the divine love, highest frequency, lifting you beyond the cares and the ills, lifting you to bliss, to ecstasy, to divine union. This energy is coming to you constantly. To the level that you can receive it is a level of joy and bliss and consciousness that you are able to integrate into your daily life, to experience. And during these serious days, you have the opportunity to experience extra powerful ones. Some serious days, some years, are more powerful than others, just by the fact that there is so much more going on in the whole evolutionary humanity path. Not just your evolution, but the evolution of humanity as a soul, moving from 3D consciousness to 4D consciousness, aiming for 5D consciousness, to greater dimensions, to move beyond the limitations and pain of the physical. Now, you chose to come to the physical. You are very excited about it. You wanted to experience all the amazing amount of creativity that can be tapped by being physical and forgetting who you are and reminding yourself and discovering who you are and discovering the three channels through which your divine nature expresses itself. One, creating, imagining, dreaming. You know, the dreaming channel, the imagining channel. Okay, that's one. The learn, grow, and become more. All of you on the spiritual path know this one for sure. This is you finding more of who you are, learning how in your daily life, how to live as a conscious spiritual adult. Learning, growing, always learning and growing from every experience. That's the second one. And the third one, and this is not any particular significance in the order, they are basically the triad. But the third one, love, touch, and heal. This is connection channel, connection with the divine. You've been doing a tremendous amount of work in all three areas. You've been doing your spiritual work for years, if not lifetimes. And in this particular timing, you've come to watch this change from 3D to 4D to 5D. You've come to participate, to observe, to enjoy, to experience. It's such an amazing experience. But now let's get to this year. Every year, yes, you get something more. But this year, during this time period, during late August of 2025, the energies were really intense, really strong. Solar storms. Electromagnetic storms. The flow of the divine was open, full and wide. During the serious days, there's a portal that opens to the divine and it opens up wider. It's a vortex. It brings in creative new seed energies. And this year, building on other years perhaps, but this year exceptionally strong, exceptionally intense. Many of you experience illness or dissociation or exhaustion, complete exhaustion. So much energy moving through you, so much more of upgrades and downloads. Downloads, memories from the greater you, from other lifetimes, upgrades, ticking up the frequencies of your physical, emotional, mental bodies. And all of this done through frequency, through love, through the light and the sound and the beautiful gift of this. You're drinking it up. Many of you have been struggling through the in-between. This in-between between the old you and the old world and the new you and the new world has been a long journey of feeling off or having to deal with excessive amounts of chaos. First, the dark chaos of everything falling apart, letting go. Yet, you're still letting go of the old. Letting go of the old, but also in the in-between, discovering, okay, having a vision of the new, creating, dreaming of the new, loving, touching, healing, growing, aiming for another future. You want another future. You want this new world of love and light. You came to plant the seeds for it. You came to move the energy. You came to create it as a dream and then to precipitate into reality, into physical manifestation. It's still being built in dream form collectively at this time, and you're participating. Many of you who've been in the in-between now, and this is part of the good, first part of the good news, have actually made it across the divide, and you are in your own new world. Now, it may not look like it. You may not notice any change in all the chaos out there in the world, the political chaos. Of course, it's going to continue to be crazy because it's the collective is going through the shudders and the shakes of the dissolution of the old, which can allow the new to emerge. You are part of this new to emerge. Your work on yourself is a work on for the whole collective. So this portal during the Sirius days allow you to lift to a new level of awareness of who you are. So your self-image expands during this time. And throughout the year, you unfold it, integrate it, express it, and find what happens. What responds to it. Get that as feedback. Know more about who you are. Move on and expand more. And so what's interesting about this year and significant that we can see is that so many of you who've been in the in-between and been kind of dreaming the new world, even if it hasn't felt very tangible whatsoever, your feet are in it now. You landed on the other side. And so not only have you done that, but in late August, there was a giant shift in reality that came along with that. This giant shift was pretty much like, when you look at the whole collective chaos on the top, what's the foundation of it? The foundation of the old world has to do with domination. It has to do with the elite at the top controlling the masses at the bottom. The struggle for individual freedom, rights. The whole takeover by the multinational corporations, what normally called the globalists, or even the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, that try to force policy on all the nations of the world, such as the WHO or the World Health Organization, or the WEF, the World Economic Forum. These are not elected people. These are not people who work for the people. They work for themselves. They're moving into greater and greater control. They want digital currency so that they can have access to your money at any time. Should you complain against them, they can block you and starve you. They have so much power, and their intention does not include service and love to those suffering in humanity. No, suffering is something they thrive on as long as it's for someone else. What they are doing is that they're trying to take over. It's come to a big head, so to speak. There is a foundation underneath that, the old foundation, where people can elbow and fight their way up to the top of the pyramid to dominate all that is below. But that is what just got messed up a bit. Okay, it's like, you know, there's this old saying, you know, you pull the rug out from under you. That means that the foundation that you were relying on, or the truth, or the belief you were relying on, all of a sudden is shaken. You can't rely on it anymore. Well, the rug got pulled out from under the globalists in the late part of August, just at the time that you were landing on the other side of the in-between, the other side of that gap. Now, you may not think that this is a big thing. You know, you may be so personally involved in what you went through in that leap that you've done that you may not notice what's happening in the world. But governments are coming down. People are rising up. Things are shifting. New ideas are coming, flooding into the into the marketplace, but into people's minds and hearts. There's champions of justice. There's fighting between the corporate control and the interest of the people. There's a battle going on to a certain extent, because the people are rising up and standing up for themselves. The people are coming towards the new world, and that requires that the people have their choice, that the people live in freedom, that the people can come together in community and love and support each other, rather than be serfs for big corporations, rather than always having their options determined by financial options determined by mega corporations and banks and governments. All right, so this whole old system just got the rug pulled out from under it, and this is giving the opportunity for the new dreams, the new visions to emerge, to pop up here and there, to bubble up from underneath to the surface, to the awareness of people. A lot of revelations this year. That's why we call 2025 the year of revelations. A lot of revelations coming up. A lot of news about the corruption of the corporations, the corruption of government, that instead of providing good things for people, that there is this sinister program or intention to control, to extract from resource and value from beneath and bring it up to the top. There's a whole, it's like families at the top, financial multi-billionaires, influential corporate heads, competing like sibling rivalries, like siblings, and seeing who can make more profit. They can see that destruction is coming, and they want to make as much money as they can before the earth falls apart, before the destruction happens, before it becomes intolerable for human life. Yes, they tend to believe in that whole climate change. Human extinction event. Yes, they do. But they also are making a tremendous profit off of it. And in the meantime, they have they're into eugenics, so they'd really rather kill off a whole bunch of the population and or make them people who cannot rebel, people who cannot really think for themselves. There's a lot of horrible things going on. But you don't have to be part of it because you're part of the future. So when you get to the new level, okay, yes, there still is a lot of chaos. You land on the new level. There's a certain, you need to identify that you are on the new level. When you get there, you need to recognize that you're there. So what are the signs? First of all, you'll find yourself not taking things so personally. The past seems more distant. It's like you've let go of things more completely. You know, you're tired. You need more rest and sleep. You need more downtime. You need more you time than usual. You're more in the present. You're not looking through the perspective of your younger or past selves from their limitation point of view. Now, a lot of people forget to pay attention and automatically will start falling back into being the person that they were as far as their self-image is concerned. You don't want to do that. If you really can recognize that you are already on the other side, look at this. See that you are not the person you were just a few months ago. Realize that you've come to a new place of centeredness. There may even be more inner peace. Yeah, the world is crazier, but you're more in the present. You're not as worried about all this things going on with the globalists or in your own personal sphere with what other people think about you. There's something greater going on. Things that were important weeks ago seem less so. Now you could still, what we notice is that you can still be spacey and disoriented. Like almost ungrounded, you know, not really in your body well. Okay, so even though you're maybe spacey and ungrounded, it feels more okay. And there's a part of it that feels lighter. Pay attention to that. Maybe you've been sick. Maybe you've been detoxing. Sometimes you have to detox through the body. That's a way to discharge the old self, so to speak. So you may have to actually have detox. You may be sick. Okay. Another way that you detox can be from emotional release. Finding old emotions coming up. Don't get attached to them. Okay. Because when you go to a new level of frequency, all that cannot match that frequency in you must come up and be let go of. So this is what's going on. Be aware that when all this old stuff is showing up, we often call it the test, okay? Don't fall for it. Don't go back in being the smaller self, the lesser self who falls for it, okay? Let it all go. No need to go dig deep, overdo your process. Don't process that much right now. Just work on letting it go so you can be free. Okay? Expand your central energy channel. You know, from your chakra, from the root to the crown, there's a channel. And all the chakras work through all the way up, through the channel. Okay? Take that channel, it's really maybe about an inch in diameter. And in your imagination, expand it to 2 inches, to expand it to 3 inches, to expand it maybe to 4 inches. Because then you open up the channel and you see the energy flowing up from the earth and down from the divine, you can see that you can handle way more energy moving from, and way more, you know, downloads and upgrades than before without friction. Because if the channel's too narrow, stuff can get backed up. It can feel overly intense. You can be overwhelmed. Another thing to do now that you're on the other side is pay attention, focus to the future instead of looking to the past. Stay present. Focus on positive mind states. Spend more time in gratitude every day. Spend more time having fun. Laugh more. Think about who you love. And of course, including yourself. Radiate your love and compassion. When you listen to all the bad news, radiate the love and compassion to the world, because it activates the flow in and out of you, in and out of your chakras. It helps, in a sense, keep your auric field clean. So, what's going to happen now that that old way has been undermined and that you have landed on the other side? In September is the equinox, the end of that Sirius day period. But also, it's the initiative of another phase in which you integrate what you have become, where the energy start to move forward more. It may be a quickened pace. More is going on faster. The energies are moving faster in flow. And allow yourself to get into the flow. Align yourself to a positive future. Just know you're going to a better future. Okay? The equinox is an eclipse right before the equinox. An eclipse of the sun. Which means the moon comes into greater significance. Blocking out the sun. The sun represents the outer world. The moon, the inner. Okay, so the focus now is on you. Don't let yourself get too distracted by the external stuff. This is you integrating and solidifying your journeys, advantages, achievements, and frequencies. Okay, so you can't do everything. There's going to be the pace is picking up. So be selective about what to do. Pay attention to your motivation, because otherwise your energy can just be wiped out. If you're busy running behind all the time, trying to get all your duties and obligations done, then your own true motivation may be abandoned. You may be ignoring it. And when you're in your true motivation, consciously in choice, you can have energy, enough energy for it. But if you are not in choice, if you are frustrated, if you're doing what you do not want to do, and you're grumbling about it, but you've got to do it, it's your duty, your obligation, this drains your energy. Okay, so what do you do? First of all, you look at all the choices that you've made to take on these duties and obligations. You did it out of love, out of necessity, for whatever reason. So remind yourself of the choice that you made. There was never any time when you did not have a choice. You chose these duties and obligations. You chose this overwork. You chose whatever this is. So get back into choice about it and say, yes, I am doing this from a place of choice, because I'm doing it because initially I chose it for a positive purpose. And I'm reminding myself of this positive purpose and I'm doing it. Now, you could find yourself whining to yourself about why you don't have all that extra downtime you need. But you do need to be as selective as possible and do a minimum of the necessity and the duty obligations. Do what you can to give yourself more rest time, more relaxation time, more downtime for yourself. And if you can reframe everything to match your greater vibration and choice, then you'll be able to balance these energies and stay flowing. And things can move forward in positive ways. You choose to take care of an issue. You choose to finish this job. You choose because it was a good thing for me as a conscious being to choose this, you can say. Now, over the September, October, November, as you get into, there's so much going to be going on, so many more revelations, so many more changes, so many more disruptions, because the whole collective is unstable now. Because the rug got pulled out, and people are looking everywhere for direction, for inspiration. The world will look different by the holidays. You will see more good people standing up and speaking out. And it's very important for you to know the globalists are still at it. They're going faster and harder than ever, trying to get the control and get wrapped up before the people all find out and stop them and take their power back. So you take your power back from the globalists, from the corporations. But what's really important is part of that, how they work their control is through propaganda. Do not let yourself fall for propaganda. It's easy for you to take sides and say, my side's a good side, that side has all this bad propaganda. No, there's propaganda on both sides. This is not a time to take sides. There's not a time to be all for Democrats and against Republicans or vice versa. This is a time for you to drop off all your partisanship, because the propaganda is to make you fear, hate, fight, judge, criticize, even attack the other side, quote unquote, to prove your side is right and their side is wrong. Your side is good, their side is bad. Don't get into this. That's where they catch you. That's where the propaganda catches you. You may have all sorts of explanations of why your side is right, and it's because you listen to your side's propaganda. You don't hear the truths that are on the other side. There are truths on both sides. You've got to hear the truths on the other side if you're going to gain a perspective of balance. Now, you don't have to go and do that. You don't have to find that perspective of balance, although we recommend it very highly because it brings greater self-peace. But try not to call names of leaders on the other side, judging them, criticizing, ridiculing them, and so on. Yeah, you can laugh at what a comedian says or whatever, but just recognize that the way out of this into the new world is going to get people aware of what's going on and how it's top-down politics are destroying communities, friendships, breaking up families, messing things up. If you haven't noticed it during the pandemic and the vaccine rollout, you'll notice it now. Okay, they want to isolate you and control you. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is what they're actually doing. They don't want you to think about it as anything that you can do anything about. They want you to dismiss, okay, no, we don't want you to take this seriously. This is not happening. Oh, that's great propaganda. You don't realize what they're doing. So let yourself stay aware. You don't have to buy into it. And stop judging and despising others and so on, even when they're doing wrong, bad things. Now, be nonpartisan, but still care. You still can care about peace. You still can care about saving the Palestinians, or you can still care about medical freedom, or care about childhood health. Or whatever the issue is, you can still care about it. You can still hold your opinion about it. But the opinion is what you feel should be, and not is how bad those people are. Don't attack the people. Look at the system, okay? And do whatever it is you feel called to do to support the causes and the beauty and the love that you can. Now, 2026 will bring in expanded energies early in the year, really some very intense stuff coming in like February and January, February, late January. More transcendent consciousness available to you. So stay connected to your team. Stay connected to the interior of yourself, of your spirit and soul, okay, of your true motivation, which is manifested as in your through your spirit, the dynamic of action, and so on. Now, this uncertainty and chaos and political craziness will be continuing. Now, 2026 is a big year, more revelations, huge changes coming. 26, 27, huge changes coming. We can get more into that later, into more detail. Right now, get yourself lined up for it so that it doesn't take you by surprise. Because also during this time, as anything that you can imagine about a beautiful future will only serve you to help you feel more balanced and at peace. Keep expanding, keep rising. You're going to go through several of these leaps now for several years. But we would suggest that probably by the time you're at 2032, that you'll be solidly in a place to where the craziness of the world will probably no longer hurt you or affect you or diminish your energies in any way. Or, you know, you don't want to be an empath to all the negativity and the pain and the suffering. You do want to be attuned to and receptive to receiving this wonderful love and light that's coming down from the divine all the time, every minute, every single minute. Open yourself to that. This is time to build yourself. Don't always think in terms of money or who prioritizes who. Get out of the collective mindset that has been given you from the government and which is captured by the corporations and their PR. Okay, one thing we want to mention here, please try not to fall for the digital currency trap. So we just want to emphasize that you want to maintain your freedom, your choice. Freedom and choice is extremely important, and freedom and choice, and it doesn't matter whether you've been voting Democrat or Republican, or if you're not in the U.S., whether you're liberal or conservative, doesn't matter. You need to hold on to the freedom of your choice, ability to choose, and to block anything that stands in the way of that. Keep your personal resonance up. That comes, of course, always. We always make mention of that in every blog, is to keep your frequency up, because the assault of the negativity from the world, if you let it in, can be pretty overwhelming. Don't feel that there's nothing you can do about it. If you put yourself into a good space, what we talked about on years ago on our talk, Secrets of Energy, the more your energy moves out from you into the world with your caring, your love, and so on, then what you receive in terms of whatever the junk and the chaos and the clutter of the collective mind is that you let in, if you have a net expansion outward, if you have a net gifting and giving of your energies going out, what happens is that the universe will reinfuse you. In other words, the more love you give out, the more you can allow coming in from above, from the divine energies above, coming in through your head. You can even imagine it coming down into your heart space, into your heart chakra, and then it goes out into the world. So give yourself that, get yourself in that flow, sending your love out, receiving the love of the divine, sending it out, receiving the love of the divine. If you can do this, you are creating the new world right there. And you'll be able to create a reality for yourself that is beautiful. You have, by this shift that's been going on in late August, your future track, your timeline, your future pathway, I might say, You shifted a few inches over. You shifted a different angle, a positive angle, a beautiful angle. While right now it may not seem that much different from what it was, you know, in July, it is. It's going to, over time, just as, you know, if you're at a railway station and there's a whole bunch of tracks leading out, at first that they're right there next to each other parallel, but after a while they have to go to different definite destinations, so they branch apart and then you don't see the other ones. It's like you've shifted your track and you're going to a different destination than you were headed on as of July. This is big. Recognize that you are by your choice in your spiritual path creating a new future for yourself, even if you don't feel like, oh my, I'm not sitting down and imagining and dreaming the new future and I can't figure out what it's going to be like or anything. Oh, it doesn't matter. The thing is, if you will notice within yourself that something has shifted within your attitude, and deep inside, if not closer to the surface, you will find a part of you that will say, yes, we are going towards a better future. I expect the world is shifting towards a more positive future, and positive things are showing up, more and more showing up. And look for it. Look for all the positive signs. There are plenty out there now. It's coming faster and faster, and more of them and more of them. And we congratulate you, because basically this is your creation and co-creation. Feel free to call on us at any time to help you reinforce any of this. And we can come to spend time with you at night when you go to bed. You know, you can call on us, work with us. We'd be very happy to come. You imagine yourself lying there and in the dark, ready to fall asleep. Covers are all placed however you like them. Imagine floating through a starry sky where there's hundreds and thousands of stars. All those stars are those who love you. They're your friends. They're beings of light. If you can kind of sense it that way, you can feel safe. Safe and loved as you float through the starry sky. Free, light, easy. And some of those lights, some of those stars, come out of position and come together and form a ball of stars that merges to form a big star. And that's us, because we're a group. That's the way we show ourselves. And let us send a beam of light down to you. And when it's around you, it's like a column of light, of love, of light, and sparkly and all wonderful. Just let yourself drink it up. It may be in your favorite color. Or it may be an unexpected color. And ask us for things. Ask us for healing. Ask us to help you with something. And then fall asleep and we'll work with you overnight. And when you wake up in the morning, you'll feel lighter. You'll be enjoying a lighter frequency. And all you need to do to initiate this is just to mentally call us to Alexis, and start floating through that starry sky. We look forward to working with you if you call upon us, or at any chance or opportunity that we have to work with you on individual or to share with you, you know, some of the workshops we've done and so on that can help you put together the pieces. We highly recommend the one that we call your true motivation, because this is one of the most difficult impedances that people have on their journey. And it helps you find that which can give you your passion, your purpose, your pleasure of life, and restore your energy. But of course, we have many other options for you. But for now, hold your resonance. Stay connected with the divine life and force, that force of love and light and life, the light and the sound, the divine energies, the divine resonances, the divine frequencies pouring down. You don't have to particularly ask, but you can open to receive, because it's just pouring, pouring, pouring. And you can receive it anytime, day or night. We wish you all the best, and we hope to talk with you again soon as more interesting stuff shows up later in the year or in early next year that we can perhaps detail out for you in any way we can assist. We surround you with our light, and as always, our love. Farewell.